Yutes Elul, 22nd of September, Dayan Baruch Rappaport, reimbursement for unsolicited assistance.
In South Africa, we have quite a few Bali Tshuva.
Yeah.
And also quite a few Bairi. Lately, it's very interesting, a lot of the Afrikaners, the Afrikaner whole families want to be Megaya. So you've got a person who becomes a Shema Mitzvahs, and whether he's a Bal Tshuva or he's a Gael, irrespective, and he finds himself in a situation where he has to put on tefillin. And certainly the Jewish-born one, either he hasn't got a pair of tefillin, or they're in cold storage from his bar mitzvah, and more often than not, then it's questionable whether they're kosher or not. But certainly somebody hasn't got tefillin, so he has to buy it, and it's quite a big, expensive outlay to buy a pair of tefillin today. So a young man in South Africa, obviously a Chabadnik, decided to make a tefillin gemach. To lend a pair of tefillin to somebody until he's able to buy his own tefillin. So the story as follows. Somebody borrowed a pair of tefillin from the gemach. Stomi was a frumyak, right? I don't know, maybe he wasn't. And he took them to a batim macha to ask him whether the ribua is okay. So the batim macha said, no, it's not okay. It needs a repair job, which will cost you kach v'kach. So he had it repaired and he had it improved and bettered. And he used the tefillin, and when it came to having to give them back, he said to the owner, the gemach manager, he said, here's the tefillin, but I've spent a lot of money on this tefillin, can you please reimburse me for the improvements I made to your tefillin? So the owner of the gemach says, did I ask you to improve my tefillin? The gemach's tefillin, I didn't ask you to do it. You did it for yourself. You did it for yourself, so you're not entitled to any reimbursement. You did it for your own benefit. That's the shaila. So what would you say?
Were they possible?
No, a good question. They weren't possible. The batim macha didn't pass them. He said, as a chai, it's not a lechatchila. No, it's not mahuda. It needs improvement. That's what the batim macha said to him. So that's good. So I'm not going to paskin. I'm just going to think aloud here, and sort of share some ideas of what makoiras, what sources we could have to be medama this shayla to. So there's Gemara in Pesachim. Right at the beginning of Pesachim, Daf Dalet. Gemara says as follows. Dalet on base. Iboy Elohu, Hamaskir Bayis Lechaveire Becheskas Boduk. Somebody rents out his house. It's an Erev Pesach. So the Chazoka, the house has already been checked for Chometz. But the soicha, the renter, discovers that it hasn't been checked out. Mahu, what's the din? We have a kamekach tois. The Gemara says, can the soicha come with a claim? There's a mekach tois. I rented it on the understanding it's checked, and it hasn't been checked. Is it a mekach tois? So toshma. The Gemara says, Dama Abaya. Abaya says, Lo mi boy basa de lo yavagra. There used to be places then where you didn't necessarily be boydik chomis yourself. You had bodkim. Yes. You had bodkim. You could hire a boydik. You could hire a boydik to do your house. I'm surprised no one's come up with it nowadays. Yeah? For a fee, you could hire a boydek, and he would do the bdikas chometz. Says lemi b'bas layav agro bodko the nichel eileini shukumim is begufei la filibos layav agro bodko. Even a place where people normally hire a boydekim and pay a boydek to do bdikas chometz, even in such a case, he can't claim that it's a mekach tois. Why? The nichel eileinish lekiyume mitzvah b'mamoyne. Because a person is happy to use his assets in order to fulfill a mitzvah. So it cost him money, this soicher, to do the bedikas chometz, because he had to hire somebody, let's say, and pay him the money. Cost him money, but he can't say it's a mekach tois, because a person willingly does a mitzvah, even if it costs him money. So therefore, he can't come with a claim of mekach tois. Yeah? There's a shaylin, a rishaylin, fine. Can't come with a claim of mekach tois, but what about, can he claim the money back from the maskir that it cost him to hire this boydik? Is the maskir mechuyv to reimburse him for the expenses or not? The machlekes rishaylin, machlekes Ramban, it's also the Bais Yosef and the Ramo. Also, a difference of opinion in Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Lamed Zayin, in Eirach Chaim, and all the poskim say that he's not mechuyev to reimburse him. We say nichalei leinish lekiyume mitzvah b'mamoina. A person is prepared to do a mitzvah, even if it costs him money, that not only turns it into a valid deal. It's not a maker of toys, but also he can't claim back any money. A person willingly spends money on a mitzvah. So he can't come afterwards and say, you owe me the money for this mitzvah. That's in the case of B'dikas Chometz. So again, there's a concept of Nichel in the Inish, the Kiyume mitzvah b'mamoyne. A person willingly does a mitzvah even at a cost.
If he did it in his mind to give it to if he did it in his mind to claim the money.
Even if he did it in his mind to claim the money. We say bottle died, it's a bottle called order. It can't be different than anybody else. On this Gemara, the Rishonim and the Achronim ask an apparent contradiction from a Gemara in Bava Metzia. This concept of Nichel Einish, the Kiyume Mitzvah B'Mamoinai, they ask a stira from a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Tes on the base, there's a Mishnah which says that if somebody borrows a Sefer Torah, he's not allowed to lend it to somebody else. Yeah? Ashoil, Sefer Torah Mechaveira, Arizeloi Ashilin Le'achai. You can't lend the Sefer Torah to somebody else. The reason is, because Sefer Torah can get torn and damaged easily. So the shoyl has permission from the lender for him, but he can't give it to somebody else. Ask the Gemara, Ma'iri Sefer Torah. Why does the Mishnah specify that the Sefer Torah can't be lent to somebody else? Implying that any other article could. Gemara says, I feel a kol milaname, anything. A shoyl cannot lend the article that he borrowed, he can't lend it further to somebody else. A shoyl can't be mashal the thing weiter. So the Gemara says, Sefer Torah tzrichalei. We need dafka to mention Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah would have a half a minute is different. Although normally a shoyl can't take the article that he's borrowed. Somebody's borrowed the Jaguar from somebody else, he can't lend it to somebody else. Might have a crash, get damaged. But a Sefer Torah is a different story. We might have thought. I might have thought, we might have thought that a person willingly wants people to do mitzvahs with his articles. Yeah? Kamash Malon. So that's why the Tan has to tell us, no, a Sefer Torah, although normally a person would want a person to do a mitzvah with his article, fine, he doesn't mind a mitzvah being done with his article. But a Sefer Torah not. A Sefer Torah is going to get damaged. in Aloche, Taka is brought down. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the Mishnah Berurah says that based on this, that if you walk into shul and you see a talis, you can borrow even without permission. But a siddur belonging to somebody, you can't say nichale the inish that you have a mitzvah be mamayne. You can't say that a person wants a mitzvah to be done with his siddur. And the Mishnah Berurah says you can't understand why people are not matmid on this. Sometimes says the Mishnah Berurah. Because it's the same as the Sefer Torah, because a siddur can easily get torn. Yeah. So the person doesn't want his siddur to be used. And he says, can't understand why people are mapping. The Mishnah Berurah passes la locha that you're not allowed to pick up a siddur which is belonging to somebody else in the base of Medrash and use it. Or a chumash for that matter, same thing. Al kaponim. This Gemara says, we don't say nichel einish tet yavin mitzvah be mamoinoi. And the Gemara in Pesachim says that on the basis of nichel einish l'kiyum a mitzvah be mamoinoi, the soicha can't claim reimbursement. So it's an apparent stirus. There are a lot of terutzim. The Mordechai in Bava Metzia says a poshta chilik. He says it's two totally separate issues. Gemara Pesachim is talking about the person himself doing a mitzvah at a cost. At his own cost. A person willingly uses his own assets to do a mitzvah. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is not talking about the person himself using his assets to do a mitzvah. It's whether a person willingly wants a mitzvah to be done by somebody else with his assets, using his assets. So the chilik, a person willingly is prepared to do a mitzvah himself with his own assets, that means even at a cost. He does it willingly. But as far as my article being used for somebody else's mitzvah, I don't mind. As long as it doesn't cost me. I don't want it to cost me. So that's the thing. So, could very well be, if so, then in the case of the tefillin, the gemach tefillin, the bala gemach, he doesn't mind a mitzvah being done with his tefillin, i.e. being improved and becoming more mahuda than it was, but he doesn't want it to cost him any money. So therefore, based on this, the socher wouldn't be entitled to claim reimbursement. But if we look just at this case, so if we would just isolate this Mordechai and not look into any other sources, then we'd have to paskin that the one who borrowed the tefillin, he willingly spent money for his own mitzvah, to put on tefillin. He willingly spent. A person does it willingly, can't claim the money. But we find elsewhere, perhaps, a source to say, punct the opposite. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. Where's the halach in Shulchan Aruch? Where's the here and there? What is this? Reish Sadiyav. Hasoicha bais mechaveiro. Somebody rents a house from somebody else. Who's mechuyin mezuzah? The soicha chayv lekvay by mezuzah. So the soicha has to put to the mezuzah. That's the mechaber. The Ramon says, afilu socha abayis becheskes sheyesh lo mezuzah. Even when he rented the house, he's on the understanding that there's a mezuzah there already. When he paid the money for the rent, he thought in his mind, I'm renting this house with the mezuzah. Nevertheless, and he finds there's no mezuzah. When he goes and there's no mezuzah, lo yavah mekach tois. It's not a mekach tois. He can't claim that the deal is bottle of mevuzah. Not a mekach tois. He has to put up the mezuzah. No one talks about whether he can claim the expense, the cost of the mezuzah from the maskil. It doesn't say. It just says not a mekach tois. Then he goes on, the Rama goes on, that when he's leaving the house, and it's going to somebody else, somebody else is going to rent it. When he leaves the house, he shouldn't take off the mezuzah, he has to leave it there. Says the, but if he says, listen, it cost me a lot of money, then the new renter has to pay him. Yeah? He has to pay him what the mezuzah cost. If the new renter, if there's no new renter, and he's leaving the house, so l'chayri can claim it from the maskir. He's not b'chuy to give him a maton. Yeah. He can claim the money from the maskir. And Mogen Avrom Taka says, the Mogen Avrom Taka says that there, at the time, when he puts the mezuzah up the soicha, he can't claim reimbursement from the maskir because he hasn't lost anything at all. He hasn't, because he's got the value of the mezuzah. As long as he's living in the house, he has the value of the mezuzah. So he hasn't spent anything really. He's only spent for himself to use it during the time he's in the house. When he leaves the house, he can take the mezuzah with him or can claim the money for the mezuzah. So he's not going to any expense really, other than for his own benefit. If he leaves the house,
he can't take the mezuzah with him.
He can't take the mezuzah. He can't take the mezuzah with him. But if the maskir doesn't want to pay him for it, he can. Same as the renter has to pay him for the mezuzah. So the maskir has to pay him for the mezuzah. He does have to pay. Mogen Avrom says he does have to pay. Al Kapani does have to pay. The Mishnah Bura in Tof Lama Zayin by Bdikas Chomes, the Mishnah Bura says there's a big difference where the person does a mitzvah and spends his own money on it, and the owner, the maskir, having no financial benefit from it, then he can't claim reimbursement. Why? By Bdikas Chomes, when the soicha hired a boydik to be boydik chometz, can he not claim the money back from the maskil? Says the mishaburuk, he didn't benefit the maskil in any financial. He didn't give the maskil any financial value. When he was boydik chometz, he didn't give the maskil any financial value. By the mezuzah, he's giving the maskil financial value if he leaves the mezuzah there. So the maskir has to pay him. He's giving him financial value. So there's a yesod here which says as follows. Even if you spend money on your own mitzvah and the other person has no financial benefit from it, then you can't claim reimbursement. But if you're spending money, even if it's your own mitzvah, but at the same time the other person has a financial benefit, then you are mechuyv to reimburse him. You are mechuyv to reimburse him. And I'll show you mefurish aramot. Here it says, Choshe Mishpat. Choshe Mishpat. Shinayinhe. The following story. Ruvein Shahayelu Bayis Re'ua. He had a tumble down house. The Yotzim in a year. He bought Shimon Medobre. He went out of town and Shimon, either he rented it or he let him live there, he gave him permission to live there. Shimon was there. V'hoitzo hitzoyis lahatzil habayis min anafila. It's shin ayin hei choshemish bet simon zayin. So Shimon spends money on renovating the house, and there was dry rot there, echveis what there was there, there was ceilings collapsing. So he was matzil habayis min anafila, v'siyadoi. Then he plastered it, kiyada, and he painted it. Kol ma shahoyo letzoyra shalo yipol. Anything which he spent in order that the house shouldn't actually collapse, tzorech ruven lahavzeh l'shimon. He has to pay back to Shimon. Now Shimon did it for himself. He didn't do it for Ruven. Shimon was living there, and he wanted to live in a house, a safe house. So he renovated, he repaired it. Nevertheless, whatever Reuven benefited from financially from that, is mechuyev to reimburse it. Aber ein so little mashe sido the kido. Yeah, you can say that the painting, I didn't need it to be painted, I didn't need and so on, you can tie a ribbon. But you see from this more clearly that if a person does something, even if he does it for himself, but at the same time the other person is benefiting, he's mechuyev to reimburse him. So based on this, based on the Magen Avraham, l'chole, we'd have to say that the Baal HaGemach, although the borrower did it for himself, because he wanted to wear mehudah deket tefillin, or lechatchila deket tefillin, so he did it for himself, but nevertheless he spent that, and a person willingly spends money for his own mitzvah, nevertheless, since, although he willingly spent the money for mitzvah, since at the same time, the maskil, the owner of the gemach, has a financial benefit. He has he's giving him financial value because the tefillin now are good tefillin. Good tefillin. They're better tefillin than they were. And they're not going to go become posel so quickly. So he's given the baal gemach financial value. So the chora, based on this, the baal gemach would have to reimburse. As I say, I'm thinking aloud. Various sources where we could be medame milsa le milsa. Maybe a quick.
Can I ask about this?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a piece of property like a house, which if you did not repair it, wouldn't be habitable in, or tefillin, which if you did not repair them, they could not be used, and an article, which it's okay, but it hasn't got a market, okay? It hasn't got a market. A house hasn't got a market. You can live in it, it's perfectly safe. But you will not have done the mitzvah of market. I, as the serfer, put the market in. I can't take it away because it's built in. Pay me for the market because you've now got a better house. You don't need that mitzvah. Now, surely...
Well, I hear what you're saying. Somebody mentioned right at the beginning, there's another concept of Yeri L'Sodei Chaveiroi, Mashbichoi. If you go down and you improve somebody else's property and it becomes more valuable, then the halacha there is that it depends in the increase. If the increase in value is more than the actual expenses, you pay the lesser of the two. So you have to pay the expenses if it's less than the improvement. If the improvement is less than if the increase in value is less than the expenses, you pay the improvement. That's the halacha. But certainly you can't get off scot-free. Whatever, if you do something in somebody else's property, the owner can't get off scot-free. Something he has to pay.
No doubt. Because the tefillin, it says that they were earmarked for Geniza.
They were what?
The person who's the Baal HaGemach, he said those tefillin were earmarked for Geniza. He really had no intention of improving them.
So why did he lend them to him? If they were earmarked for Geniza?
They're kosher.
Huh?
They're kosher.
So then, if they're kosher, you can't put in Geniza.
No, but they're not mehuda.
So you can't put in Geniza something which is kosher, even if it's not mehuda.
Yeah,
if it's kosher, you don't put in Geniza.
Kosher, but not mehuda.
I'm saying kosher, not mehuda. You don't put in Geniza.
Kosher, but not mehuda.
He's getting a new supply of new film.
So.
And therefore, those films will not be lent out. At this moment of time, he has no intention of improving them.
That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. That's what he said. But the fact is that in the end, he received financial value. He got financial value. Whether he intended or not is irrelevant.
Why don't you say that the Seicha has immediate benefit, that he didn't have to lay out the money to buy Zuzus? He didn't have to lay out the money in order to pay somebody to be Boydik Bais. The Maskil is already gaining, but he didn't have to lay out any money now, because he didn't have to buy a Zuzah, and he didn't have to pay a Boydik.
Maskil is not Mechuyev to be Boydik. Not Mechuyev to spend money.
What? If you say the assumption is that the bias is Boduk.
Also, but he's not Mechuyev. It was the understanding it was Boduk. He's not Mechuyev. The mask is not Mechuyev to be Boduk to the house. He's not Mechuyev to. The mask is not Mechuyev to put on a mezuzah. He's not Mechuyev to be Boduk to the house. I just wanted just to add something to Erev Slichas. Brought down in Naseres Yemei Tshuva. Naseres Yemei Tshuva. You still got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Naseres Yemei Tshuva says even if somebody is not makpid on paspalta during the year, Naseres Yemei Tshuva should refrain from eating paspalta. Strange. Very strange. What's pshat? We're acting out a chumrah for 10 days, and then we go back to where we were. What is the point of that? We're being machmir for 10 days. I was thinking that as follows. In last week's parsha, towards the end of the parsha, with the mishkolos, so it says very briefly: "Is even shleima v'tzedek yeloch, eifoy shleima v'tzedek yeloch, leman yarichu yomecha la adam asher Hashem lekecha noisem." So, what does it mean, even shleima v'tzedek? Shleima means a very accurate weight, a very accurate measure. So, what's tzedek? Well, a tzaddik of a weight. The weight's a tzaddik. Yeah? So the Rebbeinu Sneibishitz, he asks that, and he asks also, and the Pasuk says, and if you'll have every shleim of a tzaddik, and eifer shleim of a tzaddik, then leman yarich yomecha, the schar will be arichas yom. Schar will be arichas yom. So what's the connection? Why normally it's quid pro quo? Yeah, quid pro mida kenegen mida. Because both was yachas relationship with Klali. So mida kenegen mida, quid pro quo. What's the quid pro quo of arichas yomim if someone has an eifa or an average flame? Let's say. So he says as follows. Beautiful. Rabbi Yonatan Reuven says that the tzedek, the Mishnah says that when you're weighing out. When you're weighing out a measure, let's say you're weighing out a kilo on the scales, so you put the kilo weight, or half a kilo weight on the one side, and how much product you put on the other side? L'chayra half a kilo, no, or a kilo. The Mishnah says, no, you have to add on, you have to put more. Where do we look? Tasting more minana mila. Where do we know that you have to put more? So the Moran says, Evin Shleim of a Tzedek, Tzadek, the Posit, Tzadek Mishalcho Betenbo. That's the Evim Shleim of a Tzedek. That means that you do a bit more. You do a bit more. Similar to the Evim Shleim, you do a bit more. You do a bit more than you really have to do. Strictly speaking, you only have to put an equal amount of product on the other side of the scales as the weight. The Torah says, Evim Shleim of a Tzedek, Yelacha. Do a little bit more. Do a little bit more. Says Rabbi Yonatan Eberschitz. Kodesh Bochel, every person has his measure. Mi vekitzoi, mi loy vekitzoi, mi yichye, mi yomos. Kodesh Bochel determines how long a person is going to live. Says the Torah. This is our Rabbi Yonatan Eberschitz. This is mefarsh. Says the Torah, Eifoy, Even Shleima Batsedi Yelach, Even Shleima Batsedi Yelach. You do a little bit more than you really have to do, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the man Yerichon Yimecha. Then I'll also do a little bit more. You go over and above the measure, I'll also go over and above the measure. Your measure was Kach Vekach, man Yerichon Yimecha. Beautiful idea. I was thinking, if so, maybe that's the Anhoga of refraining from paspalta for just, you know, Seres Mitzvah. This is what we're saying. Just do a little bit more than you normally do. You do a little bit more than you normally do, say, I'll do a little bit more than actually you deserve. See you in the cemetery.